Lady Gaga right here on the Fuse 984. It is Anne Moira. Good morning. How you doing? Let me know. 0701-984-984. And the Fuse 984. Now, all year I've been saying it's time to fix our finances. It's time to find new opportunities. And I have the perfect one for you. It's now all about the Kenyan Industry and Entrepreneurship Project. It's a project that will be implemented by the Ministry of Investment, Trade and Industries. This, of course, is to support the World Bank Group as well as helping Kenyans fix their finances and find a new opportunity. So I wanted to get more information about this. So I am joined in studio with Dr. Julius Gatune and Cecilia Mwangi to give us more information. Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
All right. Let's start with the project. What is it all about?
I can take it up. So my name is Cecilia Mwangi, the Innovation Ecosystem Manager for the Kenya Industry Entrepreneurship Project. And mainly the project's key objective is to improve innovation and productivity in select private sector firms. So we are looking at how do we utilize innovation? How do we adopt technology to improve efficiency in industries in the country? So the mandate for the State Department is to improve, is to see how we can grow the industries in the country. And for sure, economy grows. For an economy to thrive, we need to support manufacturing sector. So basically, that's our target. So, yeah, how we can leverage on technology and innovation to build industries.
Let's get to the basics. What is innovation? What would you define it? What would both of you define innovation as?
Maybe I can go. Yeah, my name is Julius Gatune from Maastricht School of Management. We are implementing this on behalf of the ministry. Yes, and Maastricht, one of our key areas is building innovation platforms. And the question is, why? What is innovation and why does it matter? Mm-hmm. Innovation is basically coming up with products and services that can improve livelihoods. And you know, naturally, you have what is called human capital and you have natural capital. That's the only two things that God give you. And it's how you convert those to goods and services. And you convert those through knowledge, through techniques, through other things. That's what you call innovation. When you bring all those, you have products, you have services, and you have improved livelihoods. But then, sometimes we tend to narrowly think of what is innovation is because we tend to think it's a product. Mm. Okay, you have an iPhone, that is innovation. Mm. But no. That is one thing, because innovation is about also creating systems, because you can have a product, a patent, but if you don't have a business model, it doesn't matter. There are patents, millions of patents in offices somewhere sitting without a business model. But then even if you have a business model, it's not enough. You also need what you call social innovators, because you need to bring people along. And that's when you have people like influencers, it could be priests, it could be people in society that help people to see, okay, there is something new, we can live a life in a different way. But also, more importantly, you also need what you call policy innovators, institutional innovators, because usually policy matters. Mm. But then always governments have resources that are limited. Whether we like it or not, they are limited. So you need people within who can be creatively find resources, creatively move things. So when you have those kind of innovators, social innovators, policy innovators, technology innovators, people in universities and such, and also business model innovators who take innovations and convert it to business. When you combine all those in a way, you have change, you have transformation, because mm-hmm. that's what you want. Yeah. You want to change livelihoods. So that is, in a nutshell, I can define innovation as that. It's about putting all those systems together and getting a product and service.
If you think you are innovative and you do have any questions, by the way, do send them my way on 0701-984-984 and the Fuse 984. It's the Fuse 984, myself and Moira, and we're talking all about Itatu. Now, it is a Kenyan industry academic platform that is composed of the Kenyan Industry and Entrepreneurship Project. It's implemented by the Ministry of Investment and Trade and Industry and is supported by the World Bank. We're getting more information on exactly what it's all about, and I am talking to Dr. Julius Gatune and Cecilia Mwangi. Now, what exactly is this platform? Is it an app? Is it a website? Is it an on-ground activation?
At the moment, I can say the Itatu platform is a portal, currently a web-based portal. It's nothing physical at the moment, but what I can say, it's an infrastructure whereby we are looking at when a corporate wants to, has a pain point, the students should be the one to come and solve this issue. So we are looking at it as a matchmaking platform whereby we are utilizing the resources in the academia, in the universities, to solve issues that are affecting industry. And this, we are inverting the pyramid, because most times you find most corporates have a research and development department in their offices, but hey, times are changing. We have so much talent out there in the universities. Research that has been done and is just getting dusty in the cabinets. So much that the industry can tap into what is in the academia. So the iTattoo platform is this matchmaking infrastructure whereby we want to see more corporates going in there. If you have a pain point either in the production side, in the process side, in the service side, students come brainstorm, come present to you a solution. If you get a buy-in, then it becomes a product for you. And you remain competitive. So I'm looking at it as an easier, as a cheaper way of accessing research and development for a corporate. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what would you say it would take to have an effective IAP?
Doc?
Yes. As I said, just to emphasize that, industries, we are moving towards what we call open innovation, because everybody realizes that even if you're an industry, you can never have all the knowledge. There's always more knowledge out there. Mm-hmm. And much of that knowledge is where? It's in academia. And in countries like us, where you have a lot of resources, public resources invested in academia, you want to see how much you can get out of it. So really, what we need is to find a way such that industries can leverage academia, can leverage universities, and even TVETs, all of them have knowledge. And also use students. There's also, obviously, there are people who do research, but also students can also provide interesting solutions. And somebody would want to ask, okay, what can students do? Because somebody would say, okay, students are really students and the industry problems are difficult problems and so on. But you're always looking at the horizon. Industries are always getting disrupted. And who disrupts this? It is young people. Yeah. If you look at some of the biggest corporates right now, if you think of Facebook, Google, and what, all these are young minds who can look at the horizon. They are working different ways. Things that, because your own people are interested in day-to-day. They're trying to solve today's problem. They do not lift their head and say, what is out there in the horizons? So it's these young people who can help you. So if I'm going to be an effective platform, is how can it help you do two things? First of all, help you to look in the horizon and see what is coming so that you can be better prepared for it, being a bit of foresight. Also, as Cecilia has mentioned, there are also obviously pain points that you have, because you have a product in the market and you want it to be, it's not maybe doing well, maybe your product gets spoiled easily and so on. That's a technical problem. It can also be solved. But also, right now, we are talking of fourth industrial revolution. We are talking of all these new technologies here, blockchain here, all these terminologies. And somebody might ask, okay, for me, what does it mean? They don't know what it means, but it's coming for you. And it's these young people that we can say together, look at this industry, look at this technology, look at this company. How can they use this technology? So it can also help you to start understanding all these emerging things, all these new tools that you're hearing. How can you utilize them? So that's another way. Another challenge that companies usually have is really you do not know when you're hiring somebody who is good, who is not good. Because papers, yeah, you can get people with good CVs, great CVs, but what are they? So one other way is this platform, a good platform, can be able to help you say, okay, if you're this good, can you solve this problem? So we can be able to design a problem such that it can give you, this is the talent that you need. And you know, right now we are even actually moving towards where some companies don't even care about your papers. They just want to, can you solve a problem?
Solutions.
And this is what a platform can do. So a good platform can also be able to help you do that. So that is what we are trying to build here under this iTattoo platform.
Fantastic. Yep. Is it a free to use platform, by the way? Or is
yes.
it a sign up fee? Or?
At the moment, it's open. The only thing is, when a corporate is posing the challenge, of course, to facilitate some of this, these students and all, they just need facilitation. So we are looking at the moment, it is being sponsored by the government and the World Bank, but we are looking at it as they're going to have like a fee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and we are looking at it, you are going in for services which are being rendered by students. So it's going to have a fee, but at the moment it is free, because it is being facilitated by the ministry.
Okay, so now yes. Walk me through the platform in general. So I make an account, do I have a profile photo? Do I write a bio about myself? What does it look like?
So why we say it is student-centric is that, say for example, I'm a corporate and we have a pain point in one of my departments. Mm-hmm. So what do? I know there's iTattoo platform, which supports coming up with solutions to issues or to emerging issues in companies. So I reach out to iTattoo. I tell them, I have, this is my company. this is what we are doing, and the next big thing in our industry is this. So kindly or look into how we can be competitive or be relevant in the future. So come in, bring in multidisciplinary students, they come up with a solution or they just ideate something. And they ideate, they come and post to us and pitch to us. Yeah, if it works out, if you test it, in the, I mean, the prototype, or it becomes a viable product to us, we buy it like that. So what it is a call from the industry to the students. So the industry has to take the initiative. Mm-hmm. Different from how we have, how things are done nowadays in terms of you find students are actually working on projects and they leave them in the institutions. They actually, you find many times you work on something, once you graduate, that's done. You just fold it and leave it. So right now we are looking at the corporates going in, coming up with a pain point, the students coming in, giving in their input, their skill set, different things. So you find someone coming, probably engineering, medical, depends on whatever it is. And then they pose a solution. And we are not just looking at one set of students. So this time, because we want to engage nationally, so we put a call to students. There is this challenge that has been posed by a corporate, apply. If this is your area of interest, apply. And then from then on, we group the students based on now their skill set. And then they come up. They brainstorm. They use like a design thinking approach to come up with a solution.
Now, how does a student get paid for this? Because if I'm giving you a solution, I'm giving you a service, how am I going to get something in return from this?
Okay, I can go through that. Yes, when we put up students to solve a problem, and they solve this, okay, the corporate may have said, okay, we want to understand this issue. And we put a group of students with mentors and they provide a solution. That solution belongs to those students. But the corporate have the first right of use. And once they say, okay, we like the solution, we want to implement it, then they go into a negotiation. If the company doesn't say, okay, interesting solution, maybe right now I don't want to work with it and so on, it still remains a student solution. So the students are the owners of that solution. But the company has the first right of use. Mm-hmm. And they can really negotiate, and we'll support in those negotiations how we can go ahead on that. Yes. Yeah. So the IP belongs to the students.
Okay, fantastic. Keep sending in your questions on the Fuse at 984. I'll make sure I play another Three Doors Down song for you at the All Request Lunch Hour. It is the Fuse 984, myself and Mara. Good afternoon. How are you doing? Let me know at 0701-984-984. I'm still talking to Dr. Julius Gatune and Cecilia Mwangi about this new platform. Now, I'm very curious. Do you have to be a student to be able to use the platform?
Maybe I can come in here. Yes, you need to be a student to be able to use this platform, because this platform has a number of objectives. Apart from helping companies become innovative by linking them to academia, the idea is also to help students gain new skills so that students can be more ready for job markets. But also in a way, since the platform is national, mm-hmm. and we try to put students from different universities across the countries together, we also want to start helping students through network, because we put students who are different universities, different disciplines and so on, because in real life, you solve problems with other people. So if you are an engineer, you may have to work with a sociologist, may work with somebody else in another. So we try to create real life ways of working. So in a way, yes, it's about university students, it's about solving problems, it's also about giving the students a new capabilities and preparing them better for the job market, and also become entrepreneurs. As they solve problems, they can also run with those problems and create their own companies.
Right. What are some of the other components of the platform?
The platform is a subcomponent of the Kenya Industry Entrepreneurship Project. So so KIEP has four subcomponents currently running. So component one has the supporting intermediaries, these are incubators and accelerators, to build sustainable models. And these incubators, accelerators are the ones who host entrepreneurs. So we want them to build sustainable models in a way they are able to support entrepreneurs better. So that's one component, it's called SKIES. And then we have now the iTatu, the industry academia platform. Then we have Startup Savannah, we are linking startups to investors internationally, globally. Because we know Kenya has amazing talent. We have the startups that are thriving in Kenya. I think Kenya is third in Africa in the startup ecosystem. So we are positioning Kenya globally, linking entrepreneurs to the global markets that they can open up to new, they can access new markets, access investors and all. So that's through Startup Savannah. Then we have another component for supporting SMEs. So it's called SME Linkages. It's key up to 50 plus, where we are giving grants to SMEs so that they can be able to grow. And this grant is more or less for technical assistance. You find an SME has gotten to a point, it is flatlining, it's no longer growing. So what is this that they need to add in their processes, in their products, or in their systems, and then they can, so that they can grow? Or they can also go into outside the market. So in a nutshell, that is the Kenya Industry Entrepreneurship Projects, which is a larger component where iTattoo is.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. I know we're running over time when it comes to news. So what we're going to do is get the news back to the fuse. And then we got a couple more questions. When is this app launch? When is this platform launching? Challenges as well that we've been seeing and so much more. So keep sending in your questions. But for now, let's get the news and then back to the fuse. It's the fuse at 984, myself and Warren. Good afternoon. Getting closer to the All Request Luncher, so make sure that you do keep letting me know what you want to listen to. I'll make it happen just for you. You can do that on 0701984984 or, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Now, I thought this concept is fantastic. This platform is brilliant because it allows Kenyans who are in desperate need of getting the right information and connections all in one place. So I still have Dr. Julius Gatune and Cecilia Mwangi giving us more information. Let's start off with, when does it launch, actually?
It's actually not a launch for per se. It's an annual showcase. So these students have been taking the innovation challenges for 8 weeks for every challenge. So currently there are five challenges that were posed by five corporates, and we thank those corporates for putting their trust in, entrusting these students to take up the pain points. So after the 8 weeks, they come up with an ideation concept which they have to pose to the corporate. So we're having the annual showcase on the 4th of April, whereby these students are going to showcase what they've come up with to this corporate, and that's where after that we're going to get a buy-in from them. Yeah, and then we also have other students who have been working on solutions who are also going to be exhibiting. So those ones are now on the next phase where they already have a prototype that is working. So they're also showcasing. So basically this is to just build more confidence for the corporates to see that actually students can really deliver solutions that they have in the industry.
That's fascinating. It's like a shark tank.
Exactly.
For students.
Exactly, precisely.
Now, if I was a corporate and I want to get involved maybe in next year, or actually just want to see some of the ideas that have been coming up, how can I get involved?
So, Julius, you can.
Okay, yes. As I've been said, we do interact with corporates. We do go to them, and we also do encourage partnerships with various industry associations. Because what we want is that corporates to say, okay, I have this challenge, pose the challenge. We work with them to structure it in a way that students can now understand what is the problem. Then we put it on our website, and we do ask students to register. I'm interested in this challenge, part of it, and give you a motivation and so on. And then we provide them with mentorship, and we solve the problems. So we are open. Any corporate can come to us right now, and we can discuss, and we can see what kind of challenge. Then we can work together to craft it in such a way that it can be put on the platform, and then we can ask students. And maybe if you want, maybe I can just say what we have done right now, because we have, as Cecilia said, we have put five challenges. And indeed, as you had said, this event on 4th is more of a, in a way, we can call it a kind of a launch, although we did launch, but all this year we have been developing the platform, the models, and the way, perfecting the way we solve the problem. So this is more of a call to action, because we are going to say, yes, students can solve problems, look at what they have done, these are fantastic things, we can work for you. So we have a challenge. The challenge is actually trying to disrupt the dairy industry. As you know, the kind of model we have one big dairy structure, dairy processing plant, and collect all milks, take them there, process, then we take back all the milk back to wherever markets are. But you can also go into a different way, micro dairies, very small dairy that can fit in this room, a room, and also cow boarding facilities, where you can actually take a cow to a boarding facility, and where you have a, now it can be managed proper, and you can really change the whole industry. So that's one challenge that was given by an organization called Endless Africa that is doing a lot of things, have done wonderful things in dairy. And actually they are doing it here in Congo and in other places. Then we also have one with Millie Fruits. This is a company in Mombasa that does the processing of mangoes. And one thing they're trying to do is go into international markets. But once you go into international markets, then international markets have a lot of demands. Where did this mango come from? So one is to trace the mango. How can you trace the mango from the juice that you're taking to the tree that it came from, to the farmer? And so some of the solutions there are blockchain, another thing, traceability methods. So that one has been provided a solution. And also, we're also looking at what do you do with the mango. Once you process it, it's out of waste. What can you do with it? You can do compost, you can do biogas, you can do other things. So that's one solution, the second solution that has been developed for Millie Fruits in Mombasa. We also have a solution on telephone farmers. As you know, a lot of people like us here, everybody in town has some land somewhere, trying to farm, but without failure, because you try to call your uncles, your neighbors, and so on, and people tend to lose a lot because you're trying to work with methods. So how can you build a platform where you can have young people provide services to these farmers, to these people who own land, they're working, but they want to have a model. So again, we have come up with a model. This one is being challenged, issued by what you call Latia Agribusiness Solutions based in Isinya and also LRC Foundation too. Then we have also an interesting solution, a challenge by Mobius Motors. I think all of you know. Mobius is manufacturing a car here in Kenya. And you know the future of mobility is going to be very different. Obviously, we have seen electric cars, but what we have not seen is hydrogen, because Kenya has huge opportunity for producing what is called green hydrogen. Most of the Kenya power, we have a lot of geothermal resources, green resources, and a lot of times even now we are having a kind of overcapacity. You can produce green hydrogen with this resource in Kenya. And therefore, you can use this as a mobility. And actually, even cars that are moving today on petrol and such, it's easy to convert them to hydrogen. And we have even seen some people already using LPGs to convert some of the Uber vehicles that you see are using LPG. So this is also, again, a challenge that has been posed, and solutions have been provided. And that's what is going to be showcased on this 4th of April.
Okay. Yeah. And how can people come to attend the event, and where is it going to be taking place?
So the event is going to be taking place at the Radisson, on the 4th. Of course, we are inviting corporates to come through, academic institutions which want their students to take part in these innovation challenges. We are inviting development partners, all other state departments out there to come through and see, witness that we have pool of talents in institutions that we need to actually tap into and be competitive, stay competitive. Other developing or other developed markets, they actually tap into the research institutions for solutions. And just as you've heard from Dr. Gatune, you know, we need to come up and see that the solutions that we are looking for are from local problems. Very basic things that are happening. We are looking at circular economy, where we are looking at wastage from mangoes. What do we do with that? The future of mobility for cars. We have a manufacturing car manufacturing company here, and it needs to be competitive, stay competitive. Everything else is going clean energy. And they have tapped into the students who actually understand all this emerging technology. So these are basic issues that are happening, and we have actually the solutions coming from students in tertiary institutions, not just universities, but even TVETs. So we welcome the public to just come through, and let's utilize the talent that we have in the universities.
Fantastic. Yeah. It is happening on the 4th of April at the Radisson, so make sure that you do come through. You can also check out the website as well. That is www.itatu, that's itatu.co.ke, for more information. For more information as well, you can go to www.kiep.go.ke. You can also, of course, download the Capital FM Kenya app so you never miss an interview. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us here as well.
And see you on the 4th of
Thanks.
April.
Thank you.
Angela,
thank you.
I do apologize to you for being way over time again.
Sorry,
but I just thought this was a fantastic platform, so getting the right information out is essential.